107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it's an absolute pleasure to have on the phone Justin Rebello, producer of The Hobby, Tales from the Tabletop, screening at Stratford Film Festival this Saturday. Justin, how are you?
I'm well, yeah. Thank you, Kate. It's nice to chat with you, and I'm excited to come back to, you know, my hometown where it all began this Saturday.
Absolutely. So you're from Stratford.
I am, born and raised. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, spent all my formative years there until I went to film school. And, you know, it's been a number of years now, but always love coming back. I have tons of friends, tons of family. So, you know, I'm in town fairly regularly.
Awesome. So hopefully they're all coming to the screening this Saturday.
I think a lot of them are. Yeah, absolutely. They'll be the ones, you know, laughing too loud in the back.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah. So The Hobby, Tales from the Tabletop. This is an absolute treat for board game enthusiasts.
Well, I would actually counter that with this movie is for everybody, right?
Oh, perfect.
I think, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, if you're a board game enthusiast, this is going to be exciting and really fun for you. But what is amazing about the film is it really is, everybody has a different relationship to board games. I mean, we've all grown up playing board games, so you have some kind of relationship, even if you hate them.
Yep.
This movie is really about people. And I think what's amazing about it is, you know, and what attracted me to it is that it's really about a subculture and the people within it, right? And it's heartwarming. It's funny. You know, you're going to learn a thing or two, which I did in the process of working with Simon, our director, through this movie. I mean, it really is about modern board gaming. And modern board gaming is a world and community that is huge. It's exploded. There are more new board games coming out every year than that had previously come out in the past 100 years. You know, so it's just as, you know, so we really start at Gen Con, which is the biggest board game convention, you know, in the world. It's bigger than Comic-Con. And, you know, the characters that flow out of that, be it the Roger Ebert of board games, Tom Vassell, who is runs a YouTube site reviewing board games. You know, it's amazing. He's at Gen Con. He says, you know, everybody knows who I am here. I'm a celebrity when I walk in these doors. But as soon as I walk out, nobody knows who I am. I can be anonymous again, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's amazing. So it's not just board game creators. It's, you know, we have an expert on board games from ancient Mesopotamia. We have a board game podcaster, you know, and what's amazing is just that people are pouring their identities the same way they would a piece of art, the same way they would a piece of music, the same way they would a movie into creating these board games now. And, you know, so people's identity are really being kind of flowed into these new board games. So it's just amazing. And if you like, you know, interesting and unique characters and their individual stories, I think you're going to really enjoy this film.
Absolutely. It sounds amazing. And yeah, whether you love or hate board games, there's sure to be something for you in this documentary.
Definitely. Definitely. I think, you know, everybody can just, will see their identity. And I think each one of these stories that we tell in these characters, I think you can relate to how their personal journeys, you know, through their hobby, you know, it's just humanizing. So it's really fun to watch.
Amazing. So The Hobby, Tales from the Tabletop, is screening this Saturday, August 23rd, 4 p.m. at City Hall Auditorium with Stratford Film Festival. And you and the director, Simon, will be there.
We will. Yeah, we're excited. You know, Simon always has a really eloquent way. And, you know, part of what I love about Simon as a director is he creates these, you know, very heartwarming and empathetic relationships with his subjects.
Mm-hmm.
So he really has become, you know, friends. And he's, you know, by making this film, he would consider himself a gamer now as well. But, you know, part of the arc is him kind of finding, you know, gaming for himself as well. So it's, I love sitting in the audience and listening to Simon. And every now and again, I'll interrupt him just to tell a local story. But otherwise, Simon's really the star. And but we will be there to answer questions and, you know, give some anecdotes.
Oh, well, that's fabulous. And that really, it really gives you even more appreciation for the film when you get to sit down with the people who made it, right?
Exactly. You get a little context, you get a little peek behind the curtains of what it was like to, you know, and, yeah, and, you know, given my local connection, I'm sure it'll be a warm audience.
Absolutely. So the screening is 4 p.m. It's one screening only this Saturday in City Hall Auditorium. For tickets, you can go to stratfordfilmfestival.com and buy your tickets there. And you want to do it quick before it sells out. And just to finish off, Justin, what's your favorite board game?
Ooh, good question. You know, last year, the Easter Bunny brought my son Ticket to Ride. And so we've been having a lot of fun playing that at home. And it's great because my son, who's 11, you know, it's just simple enough, but challenging enough that he can engage. And, you know, he's beat me with some train lines a couple times now. Yeah. So that's fun. But there is, you know, one of the things featured in this film is that one of our characters goes to the World Series of board games, and there's a big tense moment around a Ticket to Ride game. So I was inspired by the film, and now we're playing it at home.
Love it. Love it. Well, Justin, we're looking forward to it, and it was so great to chat with you today.
You too, Kate. Great to meet you, and thank you again for the support.